Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. To the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Ring my bell, think of your crown. Royal dreams, they try on me. Run into armies, royal
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Saturn's Day, January the 26th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. And I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to break down a very, very important topic because everybody has different way of solving problems. We all go through different things and different events in our life. And desperation destroys inspiration. So I talked about that this morning. Desperation destroys inspiration. So there should not be anyone on this call that has a situation or that has a problem or that has an issue that would create what you and I call desperation. So desperation is a lack of clarity or, number one, the inability to identify, and number two, a lack of gumption to implement. So we need to break down how to solve problems by using these two keys that allows you to do something that's extremely, extremely, extremely important. Because you are in, or you are going to be in, a situation where you have to make a decision in order for you to move forward that's in the best interest of yourself or the best interest of somebody else. So the day is coming. Maybe it's not today, but there is a day that is coming that's going to require you to make a decision that's going to propel you forward, or you're going to continue to stay in Groundhog Day. Now, we all reach that decision or that day at different times and different places in our life. But your day is coming if you're not already there. Most of us, we're already there. Most of us are already there. So God has something for you to do. There's something down in your soul. There is a desire that you have. There is something that you want to do. There's somewhere you want to go. There's somebody you want to be. And that may be different from where you are right now. So, number one, that creates a sense of desperation. So desperation is the distance between point A and point B. The greater the distance, the greater the desperation. So if I am 200 pounds and I want to weigh 150 pounds, that's going to create a little dis-ease or desperation because the distance from 200 to 150 is 50 pounds. If I'm making $100,000 a year and my goal is to make $1 million a year, there's going to be a little bit more desperation because of the distance. But if I'm making $100,000 and I just want to make $120,000, there's not going to be a lot of desperation or urgency because the distance from point A to point B is not that great. And so now we want to break down how do we solve the distance? How do I remove the distance from where I'm at and where I want to be? How do I solve problems, any problem in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships? Now, there are many ways to solve problems, but what I want to discuss, what I want to break down for you today is when you are in a situation where you love somebody and your love for them overpowers or overshadows your identification of them. Father, touch the minds, wills, hearts, emotion, imagination of your people. See, it's interesting because people talk about, you know, being blindly in love. Like, love makes you do cray-cray things. Love makes you do strange things. And so the inability to, number one, identify, and number two, implement what is identified is the concern or the issue or the thing that we want to discuss today. So we all have two issues that we need to solve. There's something you need to identify in yourself, not nobody else. Because the problem is not your husband. The problem is not your wife, men. Women, the problem is not your mate. Husbands, men, the problem is not your wife. The problem is not the job. The problem is not Donald Trump. The problem is not the white man. The problem is not the blue or the green man. I'm from Texas, and I'm in Mississippi today. And in the state of Mississippi, there's a different vibe than the state of Texas. I noticed in the state of Mississippi that there haven't seen a not one. I know that they're here, but I just haven't seen one Hispanic or one other than the wife went to the nail shop and she noticed or saw, you know, someone from a different ethnicity than Caucasian or African American or black. And we went on one side of the town and we noticed the streets was really poor. And then we went on another side of the town where the people that live in Mississippi, they don't go. They told us we don't go on that side of town. And like when I go to a new city, I like to sense, I like to pick up the viceroy in that city. I like to identify that viceroy. I like to see who I'm dealing with. And in the state of Mississippi, if you look at the fire lines, the date lines, the ley lines, the spirit lines in the good state of Mississippi, like the state of Tejas or Texas, like most of the states in the dirty south or the deep south, you're going to find a disposition in that city that has to do with some of the esoteric understandings of what some of us call paganism or witchcraft, which is expressed through what we call, again, systematic. It's not individual. It is called systematic. It's organization. It's organized racism. Or it's organized dividism or division. It's usually divided on the areas of race. Sometimes it's an economic divide. Sometimes it's a technological divide. Do you know that some parts of Mississippi that the Wi-Fi don't work as good as other parts of Mississippi? So there's technology. So there's a technological advancement to live in one part than there is to another. Now, again, what is this doing? Identification. Number one, you better identify. You better know who the hell you're dealing with. You better know what you're dealing with. So you mean to tell me you engaged in and you married to somebody and you haven't identified their viceroy? What are you doing? Why you? There's people, myself included, who have engaged in, you took a job without understanding the history of the company and the esoteric spiritual frequency or wave of vibration of the company, not the individuals that work it for the company, the culture of the company. You mean to tell me you own a job? You mean you went into a, you mean you got a degree in pharmacia without even understanding pharmacia? You mean you are a pharmacist or you are a medical doctor? Now, all of us have made this mistake because we wasn't taught. That's why I'm doing today's show, because nobody shared this with me. That's why I'm sharing it with you. And so one of the biggest mistakes that we make as individuals is thinking that we wrestle against flesh and blood. But we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, my brothers. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, my sisters. So the reason that your problems exist is because of, number one, you have not identified the viceroy. You have not identified the spiritual. You have not identified the causality of your reality. Have you identified the cause? If I'm a betting man, I'm going to put all of my money on the fact that you have not identified the cause. You have not identified the causality of your reality. If I am a betting man, I'm putting all of my money on the fact that you have not personally sat down. Now, what you've done is you've regurgitated like I did, or you went by your feelings or by your emotions, but you have not sat down and identified the causality of your reality. That's the number one problem in all relationships, with all jobs or wealth, with all disease. Very few people understand the causality of renal failure. Very few people understand the causality of hypertension. I'm not talking about the symptoms. I'm talking about the cause. You must be the cause. You must understand because. So what is the causality of your reality? What is the cause? What is the motive? What is the motif? What is the legal jurisdiction? What gives the cosmogrator the legal jurisdiction to make sure that you are suffering from whatever you're suffering from? Because, you know, this is a legal proceeding. The viceroy has legal right to interject into your life because you gave it to him. You invited him in, and you said, please take my brain, take my spirit, replace the spirit of the Most High with the Most Low. We did it, but you don't remember making the exchange. You don't remember being desperate. Desperation destroys inspiration, but you don't remember when you were desperate. You know, when your man told you that he was leaving and that feeling you got, men, do you remember that feeling you got when your woman said that she was out? Do you remember the feeling you got when your job said that we no longer need their services? Do you remember that feeling? Do you remember saying this to yourself? I am willing to do anything to get her back, to get him back, to get my job back. You know when you said that? Guess what you just did? That's how you summon. That's how you conjure. That's how you do what they call soul or conjuring. That's how you summon a demon or a disposition. Information that allows you to remove the desperation. That information replaces your inspiration. So you got some information, but that information, it replaced your inspiration. So now you're making decisions with information, not with inspiration. Oh, you got a lot of information. You've done a lot of research. You listen to a lot of people like myself. You know, you tune off this show, you tune into somebody else, and you know, you jump around from teaching to teaching to teaching to teaching to teaching. That's called spiritual adultery, by the way. But you know, hey, I've been there, done that too. That's how I can speak on it. I didn't read about it in a book. So after, you know, remember, there's only one sin that you manifest the fruit in your body. That is adultery. So spiritual adultery is manifested inside the head. It's called the Hellenic dialectic or cognitive dissonance. Or there's a litany of what they call mental disorders. Maybe you got arrested development disorder. Maybe you're schizophrenic. Maybe you're bipolar. All of these are indication of the fact that you got a bunch of information, but you have no inspiration. Because the word inspiration is the word inspiritas. So how much inspiration do you have? So you got a lot of desperation. We are all desperate. Why are we desperate? Can somebody explain to me Why is there a push? How come you've been pushed by demons, but you're not being led by this inspiration, Espiritus, or God? Why are we pushed? The word desperation is a mental state of being reckless or despair. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Desperation is a mental state. Let me say it again. Desperation is a mental state. Let me say that one more time. Desperation is a mental state. Like the United States. So you have United States or state. You have a state. That state, that's your disposition. That disposition is one of reckless despair. Now, the word despair means loss of hope. Now, remember, we're talking about solving all problems today. You can solve all problems if you got these two things. If you got information or if identification, not information, because you need inspiration. If you got identification and you got implementation, you can solve all problems. But it has to be speed. You need to have speed with this ability to identify. You need to have speed of implementation. That removes desperation. That returns inspiration. Now you have the Spirit of God downloaded into a body of man. Guess what happens? That loss of hope that you got, that hopelessness, that learned hopelessness, because you weren't born that way, you learned it. Each and every one of us, we've learned hopelessness. See, right now there's something that you think, because see, you're feeling energy, but you haven't identified the cause of that energy, so you assume that what you feel is real, when in fact it's not, because of the source, the intent. Meaning, what is the true intention of the feelings? What are your true intentions of the energy? What is it coming from? Is the energy that you're feeling hopelessness? Do you feel like giving up? Do you feel loss? What about confused? What about toxic? What about despondent? The inability to respond. So now you're not responsible, you are disponsible. You are despondent. You have despondency. You have the inability to respond. You have a state of mind that is caused by circumstances, not inspiration. So desperation is a state of mind that's caused by circumstances. Let me say that again. Desperation is a state of mind that's caused by circumstances, not internal revelation. So you don't have a connection with God. You have a connection with circumstances. So desperation is the result of being connected with your circumstances and disconnected from God. So that desperation that you're having right now, that is destroying your inspiration. So desperation destroys inspiration. Now that your desperation has destroyed your inspiration, that has removed the Spirit of God from outside of the body. So now you cannot identify nor implement what the Spirit is telling you. Because you got information. But information is just in form nation. That's something that's going in and it's forming a nation. But we don't know whether the nation is benevolent or not because of you're desperate. Why are you desperate? You're desperate because the distance between where you are and the distance between where you want to be is great. That creates helplessness. Because how are you going to get to from point A to point B? You don't know. Since you don't know, you have despair. You have a feeling of total loss. You have a feeling. Now, it's not real. It's a feeling. You have a feeling that is called despair. So this desperation, this dissatisfaction causes a mental disposition that separates you from your spirit. Now, let me show you what you have. You are born with inspiritas. Now, different folks got a different way of understanding, and that's understandable. We all got a different way of looking at the world. So my way of looking at the world and your way of looking at the world is going to be different. That's okay. But let me be crystal clear, my brothers. Let me be crystal clear, my sisters. When we talk about inspiration, we are talking about one of the most important things on the planet. Brothers and sisters, is extremely important because every city is like a cell, and every cell has its own nucleus or nuclei. And it's important now for you to really think about one of the most important things on the planet. That is, what spirit is inside of you? See, when I go to a city, what spirit is inside that city? Now, as I've been saying, I'm not from Mississippi. I know nothing about Mississippi other than what I pick up in the energy. And one of the brothers, one of my clients, Brother Alvin, texted me as we were just talking. And he actually used to live and working in Jackson, Mississippi. And he went to school here, and he was talking about the disposition that I just described, and he said I was spot on. And I'm not even from Mississippi. First time ever visiting the good state of Mississippi. Nothing wrong with it. Just like, hey, if you come to Texas, they got a bunch of good old boys down there. But you have to do something with each person. You have to do something with each city. You got to do something with each state. You got to do something with each company. You got to do something with each spouse, a person that you have in your life. That is, identify the disposition. It's this inability. This is why you can't solve the problem, because you ain't attached to the cause. So you mean to tell me you got hypertension and you're taking medication, but you haven't identified what's causing? You know, all hypertension is called hypertension, high blood pressure. The root cause of it is anxiety. That you are trying, that constricts the arteries. I don't care. You can diet. You can do everything you want. I've been telling my wife this for years. She's always suffered from hypertension. And the day I met her, I told her the same thing. I tell her the same thing every day. You can take all the high blood pressure. She's been taking high blood pressure pills. Again, last week, 2 weeks ago, you guys remember, we had to rush her to the emergency room. Blood pressure was so high, doctors can't even figure it out. They don't even know why. Diet, great. She goes, work out. She started working out. She lost a lot of weight. The more things she do to lower her blood pressure, the higher it gets. Now, I know why, what's the cause of the hypertension. But again, I'm just a short black man from Forest, Texas. What do I know? People will believe what they want to believe. Me too. That's people, you know how many people try to come up and tell me things that I know now that I wish I had listened to back then? So, if you do not identify the causality, you cannot change your reality. People tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, how do you? I don't have no problems, zero. I have no problems. And people say, well, Brother Will, how did you get to that place? Because, see, remember, I used to have a bunch of problems. I had more problems than you could shake a stick at. So where did they all go? I got rid of all them suckers. I recommend you do the same. Now, I know. You say, well, Brother Will, you don't understand, my brother. You don't understand where I'm at. You don't understand what I'm going through, brother. I kind of beg to differ. Like, I heard a lot of cray-cray stuff, but I've yet to hear somebody's situation that was worse than mine. Now, maybe you're in a third world country somewhere, you know. I don't have any clients, but I've had a few people that I've talked to. And I have a few clients that are in, you know, situations that are, you know, pretty dim from either an economical perspective. But again, we're talking about dispositions. We're talking about demons, in case, you know, y'all want to really understand what I deal with every day. So these demons, the moons that come out in the day, these daemons, demons are daywalkers. Y'all remember the movie Wesley Snipes came out with a series? And in one of the series, he was a member. Wesley Snipes in that series, what was it called? I forgot what it was called. Blade, there we go. Blade? Yeah, Blade. And he was a vampire, but he could walk around in the day because of his blood. What's your blood type, brothers? What's your blood type, sister? Anybody got an O blood listening to me today? If you old blood, guess what? You're a day walker. Why do they call them day walkers, though? You see, brothers and sisters, do you know, though, can you identify the causality of your reality? I got to speak really slow, and we're going to beat this horse up, you know, a couple of more times before we move on to the solution, because you're going to say the same thing that I say, that everybody else say. Well, Brother Will, that really doesn't, that don't apply to me, my brother. And I don't really, you know, people tell me, well, you know, I don't really, they don't really say they don't have no problems, but they say, I got a handle on this, brother. You know, I'm going to figure it out. And I hear that a lot. People are trying to figure out their problems, and or problems is a probably the wrong word, but you know, for lack of a better term, we just call it a problem. And so these problems that people have, as I said before, is the distance between point A and point B. The greater the distance, the greater the concern, or the greater the what we call problem. But again, the solution to all problems lie in your identification of causality. And the inability to identify the cause, that means you can't address, you're not addressing the right disposition. Remember, this is a court of law. The Father honors the law, his word, above his own name. That's what he said. So you're going, these ruling dispositions have legal right to do to you. Poverty has a legal right to stay in your life because you do not know the law of wealth. Therefore, by violating the law of wealth, what is the law of wealth? The law of wealth is to him that has, more shall be given. That's the law. If you violate that law, you got poverty. I don't care how much you pray, fast, throw salt, sage. You can walk around in circles. You can say 50,000 Hail Marys. I don't give a damn what you do. If you violate that law, you're going to be poor. What is that law? The law is you must create from a place of have. The creative formula is not be. It is not. It is not. The creative formula is not. I repeat. The creative formula is not. I repeat. The creative formula is not be, do, have. Stop listening to that bullshit. I listened to it for 30 years. Didn't make a dime. The moment I changed my brain and I told myself I am wealthy, I don't give a damn what my bank account says. The moment I said that, I've never had a money problem since and will never have a money problem. The moment I decided I'm going to be wealthy, regardless of what my bank account said, regardless of my education, regardless of my ability to read and write, I never had a money problem. Never will have a money problem because I have. What do I have? I have been given. What have I been given? I have been given everything. What have I been given? I have been given everything. What have I been given? I have. That's past tense, brothers. That's past tense. See, y'all still looking for the shizness you already got. Now, I understand, you know, keep it real. That will use the same con game on me, too. Because remember, the big G, not the little one, the big G, y'all have to read the Sophia of Jesus Christ at your convenience, of course, you know, sometime next year, you know, whenever you get around to it. Not you, but, you know, people you know. In the Sophia of Jesus Christ, how come that book is not in the Bible? Can somebody please break that down for me? So Jesus wrote stuff, and how can it be considered non-canonized? So the Sophia of Jesus Christ is a non-canonized text. That means it is not reliable. That means it is not accurate. That means it is not beneficial. And according to, you know, the powers that be, you should not engage in such activity. You should not read it. Now, I'm just a good old boy from Texas. But you tell me don't do something, that's like telling me to do it. So the first thing I did when they say, oh, dude, don't read that, that's of the devil, brother. Ooh, let's go read it. They say, dude, that's the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Lesser Keys of Solomon. So all of my knowledge comes from all of the shizness. Everybody say, don't read. So when people ask me, well, Brother Will, why do you get, how do you know what you know? Everything that you don't do, I do. So your belief system is the box that you're in. It's amazing to me because, remember, I identify causality. I don't live in reality. I don't do reality. Now, when I was it caused me a lot of problems growing up. Because they would say, boy, don't you see that? Didn't you see that? Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? No, sir, I do not. That was always my response. I got a lot of whoopings when I was a kid growing up. Why? The adults didn't understand me. Rightfully so, because I didn't understand them. Matthew chapter 11, verse 15 says, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Are you hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth, my brothers, my sisters? Jesus described possessing the wisdom of God as the source of all divine knowledge. Let me say that again. John 14, 27. And it's a bunch of other scriptures all throughout the Helios Biblios. How do you solve problems? You must possess the wisdom of the big G, not the little one. So that's all I do. I just seek the wisdom of the big G. I identify the state of being that exists in this dimension, and I address it because I remove its legal authority to speak on my behalf. Now, I don't need you to represent me. I can represent myself. So now I got a brain and it works. Now, I'll listen to and talk to everybody. I'm considerate. I have a latea. But I identify causality. Why? That changes reality. Is there anybody interested in changing their reality today? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, I got a few hands in the back. Okay, for those few people that are interested in changing your reality, you got to identify, and you must identify with speed. See, it does you no good to identify that your house has been broken into, and you take your time, you do the research. By the time you figure out somebody's at your house, they packed up all your stuff and they gone. So it takes you 5 hours to figure out that, okay, somebody's robbing me. So your speed of identification is flawed. I mean, not you personally, but, you know, people you know. Your speed of identification, how do I know? What do y'all think I've been doing? So it took me my first marriage 25 years. 25 years that I knew something was wrong. Now, I knew immediately something was wrong. But like you, I believed I could change what was wrong. So what was wrong? It was outside of me. We were a different race. So I said, okay, that's a problem. Okay, we come from different cultures. Okay. Notice I always identify the problem, but it was outside of me. I never once looked and thought that maybe the problem is me. Maybe the problem is not the fact that she's white and I'm black. The devil always gives you the obvious. That's not the problem. That's a symptom of a deeper problem. See, if I married outside of my race, that's a problem. Why? That implies that something's wrong with my race. Now, if anybody knows me, you already know. When I was young, all the people on lives where I grew up, all the white people live on one side of the track. You can go down to Katy, Texas right now and look. There's a tracks that run through Katy. All the white people live on this side of the tracks. All the black people live on today. Now, I'm not talking about last week. Now, I'm in Mississippi. Same shit is going on here, too. So what am I saying? You better identify that. If you don't, your dogs don't hunt. When I was younger, dumber, stupider. So the reason I married outside of my race was self-hate. It has nothing to do with race. So everybody talking about race. We ain't got no race issues. We got a self-hate issue. Black people don't like themselves. That's why Negroes can kill another Negro. He ain't valuable. The white man is not the black man's problem. The black man is a black man. I ain't afraid of white people. I'm afraid of black people. I shoot a Negro quick. I don't play. I talk to a white man. I'm not going to talk to a black man. The Negro run up on me, I'm going to put a bullet in his head quick. Why? Negroes don't value each other. It has nothing to do with the white man. Now, people tell me, I say, well, Brother Will, you understand, brother. The psychological effects of slavery, my brother. Negro, you ain't no slave. You ain't been a slave. Yeah, but it's the psychological effects passed down from families and generations, brother. Well, I'm a black man. I got the same psychological effects Willie Lynch. I did the go. Read the Willie Lynch letter. Everything in the Willie Lynch letter, I did. Everything. Yet, I got out. Why? I identified the viceroy in my own head, brother. I identified the viceroy in my own head. Sister, I identified the causality of my reality. And guess what I did? I replaced his ass. I retired him. I suggest you do the same thing. Whatever the viceroy, I don't know what it is. You know. I mean, I do know, but, you know, like I tell everybody, it's, I can't just tell you the truth. You gotta kind of figure it out. Truth cannot be told. It must be experienced. Because if I tell you, guess what you're going to do? You're going to be like, oh, no, Brother Will, that's it, my brother. You're going to keep looking. Because everybody I've already told you, but you didn't believe me. But I say it without saying it. That's called didactic teaching. That's called a parable. That's called talking in circles. Because if I just tell you the truth, what happens? You're going to dislike me. Why are you going to dislike me? It's like walking up to an atheist and telling them that there is a God. Or walking up to a Christian and telling them that there is no God. Walking up to a Christian and telling them his name can't be Jesus because there was no J's. They're gonna invite you home to dinner? They're going to put you at the top of their Christmas list? Go to a Christian and tell him Jesus is not his name. Watch what happens. Go over to a Mormon and tell him Joseph Smith was whack. Joseph Smith just said he just made the shit up. Go find somebody in Scientology and tell them that your boy L. Ron Hubbard, he was just an intellectual dude. But where he gets intellect from? A tutelary demon, a little G. Look at the word genius. L. Ron Hubbard, that dude was very intelligent. But intelligence is not inspiration. So you must create from a place of inspiration. Okay, but why do we need to create from a place of information, inspiration? How come from inspiration instead of information? What is it about inspiration that got you all, got your panties in the water, Brother Will? See, inspiration is animating action or influence. Animating. Now, if you go to the Bible, there's a word called ruach in Hebrew. And there's a rule called, and there's a word called pneuma in Greek. Both of those words mean animating principle. The word inspiration means animating principle. Go figure. Why y'all think I like it? Again, I was born at night. I just wasn't born last night. So, inspiritas. If you don't have inspiritas, you in deep kimchi. That means that there's a tutelary demon that gives you a IDEA Lucifer, IDEAL. You call it an ideal. Inspiration means inspired by a IDEA, no L. Go figure. What happened to Lucifer? Oh, he gone. So if you got the spirit of the big G, the little G is gone. That L is gone. So you take the L out of gold, your current God, what do you got left? If you got G-O-L-D, if you get rid of the L, you got G-O-D. You just got to get rid of Lucine Bar. So it is the luminescent one, if you want to use that term, that's causing the issue. The word inspiration means a divine quality. It means divinely animated. It means that the mind and the soul, the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect is excited, animated. And it is in spiritus. It is the word inspire in the word a nation. I call it nation, but it's a T-ation. To inspire all your blood cells. All your blood cells, that's your nation. See, you are the God over your universe, called your body. How many cells inside of your body? Trillions. All of those cells are like people. Now, the word inspiration, it means a stimulation or arousal of the mind. It has to do with the creative activity of the mind. It is a mental disposition. The word inspiration, it means immediate influence of a God or the God. Inspiration. The word inspiration means, it means inhaling. Inspiration means to inhale. So you got to inhale. Inspiritas. The word inspiration actually means in flame. It means to blow into. Remember? Genesis, he blew the breath. The word inspiration means in spirit. Let me say it again. Father, touch the mouth of your people. The word inspiration means one who is in spirit. Now, the Bible says something about in spirit. The Bible says that if you walk in spirit, you cannot fulfill the lust thereof not spirit. That means the flesh. The craziest thing since sliced bread. Now, remember, we're talking about solving all problems known to man. If you do this, there will be no problem that you cannot solve. Zero, zip, zada. No problem. Why? Walk. So Galatians 5:16 is a problem destroyer. So is there anybody want to destroy all problems known to man? Anybody can walk up to you and they can tell you, I don't know how to get to the moon, and you can solve that problem for it. I don't know whether the earth is round or flat. You can solve that problem. I don't know whether I should marry or divorce. You can solve that problem. I don't know if I should raise my kids this way or that way. I don't know if I should drink distilled water or not drink distilled water. You can have any question, you can solve it. Why? Galatians 5:16. Galatians 5:16 says, then I say unto them, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill, bring to fruition, the lust of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. So all other answers, those answers, they're not going to make sense when you're in the Spirit. So, when you're in the Spirit, you're going to have a I-D-E-A-L. You got more bills than money. When you are outside the Spirit, the I-D-E-A-L says, go rob a bank. Or do something illegal. Go slang some dope. Why? You got more bills than money. You need money. But if you are in the Spirit, you have an I-D-E-A. There is no L. And that I-D-E-A is going to be attached to your design. And it will say, do a podcast, write a book, do a show. It's going to tell you something that's in line with your design. Why? Galatians 5:17 says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Let me say it again. So you cannot do the things that you normally would. Say that again. So you cannot do. Say that again. You can't solve problems. So your flesh is the reason why you can't solve problems, because your flesh keeps you out of the Spirit. Let me say it again. You got it. See, your flesh, you think that your friends, see, women, y'all like y'all flesh. Well, hey, let me rephrase that. Men do too. I seen a man, I go to the gym, the men can't walk past no mirror. We walk past the mirror, we're going to stop and flex. Y'all see those dudes at the gym? I used to be one. I'm a retired gym rat. I overstand. Never seen a mirror I did not like. Yeah, we like ourselves. We like our flesh. But that's the prevalence of the flesh keeps you in desperation. So that way you're not an inspiration. Because if you're an inspiration, you got something bold. You are a bad mama jamma. As long as you're in the Spirit. Because if you are in the flesh, then you cannot solve problems. But Galatians 5:18, somebody should write that down, Galatians 5:18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law, you're not under the wall. W-A-L, it doesn't apply to you. The box you're in, guess what happens to the box? It is destroyed. If you're led by the Spirit, if you walk in the Spirit. Verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Notice, the first two. Adultery and fornication have to do with mental energy. It's not the physical act. I'm a metaphysician. Yahushua is a metaphysician. The physical act. What is the physical adultery? What is spiritual adultery? Jumping around from teaching to teaching to teaching to teaching to teaching. What is spiritual fornication? Taking on another teaching before you finish the previous teaching, or two opposing teachings at the same time. Now this business gets really deep. We don't really have time to break down each one of the fruit of the flesh, because that's what separates you from speed of implementation. So let's say you identify the viceroy or the causality. Let's say you got hypertension, and what causes hypertension is worry and anxiety. Okay, So now you should implement something that removes the worry and the anxiety, right? So if you have anxiety, my brother, if you have anxiety, my sister, you have to implement something with speed. It's one thing to identify the viceroy, but you're going to sleep with him? You're going to make him breakfast? You're going to take care of him? You're going to coddle? Most people don't know they coddle their demons. Why y'all coddling demons? Why you take care of dispositions? So let me get this right. You sleeping with the enemy? Like, where do they do that at? Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Everything you do, there is a viceroy. There's a cause. There's something, that animating principle of the body. So if you marry outside of your race, there's an animating principle. So you got to find out, what is the animating principle of the body? If you are overweight, you need to find out, what is the animating principle of the body? Something gives you an appetite, a desire to eat past when the brain says stop because we full. Everything comes down to one thing, self-hate. At the end of the day, it's a self. Now remember, self-hate is self-image. Self-image is a mental picture in your head that's not the one that God put there. Let me be crystal clear. Because, see, if we went through all of the, like, self, you know, harm, self-hatred, hate, what about self-image, self-esteem, self-determination, self-discipline? What about self-actualization? What about self-awareness? What about self-absorption? What about self-abasement? What about self, here's a good one. What about self-gradulization? Grandulization, gradification. All of these have to do with the self. What about self-efficacy or self-efficating? What about self-defecating? We can go on and on. All of this destroys self-management, self-motivation, self-esteem. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you got one issue. At the end of the day, we can slice it and dice it and all we want, your concept. That's a word right there. See, your self-image is the blueprint that runs your life. Father, touch the minds of your people. If you do not change the blueprint, now remember, no builder builds nothing without a blueprint. That is your self-worth. So that is your self-confidence. That is your self-limiting belief system. So at the end of the day, our construct, our concept. Anybody want to be for real? Y'all ready? Y'all still want to play church, or we want to get to the root of the root of the issue? What is your self-image? There's a mental picture that you have in your brain. What is it? See, when you make a choice, and you do make the choice, it's not made for you, by the way. When you make a choice on how you be, not how you do, or not how you behave, how you be, that means there is a self-be lie. You got a belief. So you got a self-be, B-E-L-I-E. The F is silent. So you got a self-belief, but it's a self, you say self, be a lie. So whatever belief system you got, that's the problem. The problem is you say self, be this lie. What lie? I'm going to be a Christian. That's a lie. You're not a Christian. There's no such thing. A Christian is a cretin. A cretin is a dwarf idiot. you would not be a dwarf idiot listening to this show. It's not possible. So you're not a Christian. But you believe you're one, therefore it is done unto you as you believe. And so you go to an altar call and you marry Christianity. But you're not a Christian. But you marry outside of your design. So when I married outside of my race, I was marrying outside of my God-given design. It had nothing to do with race. It has to do with my self-image. I got an identity problem, and I got an implementation problem. So therefore, I got problems. Because remember, you bring about what you have. Well, do I have problems? So I get more problems. So how do you solve problems? Get rid of them. How do you get rid of them? By simply making one statement. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in a total relationship with myself, with my God, and with everybody else. Guess what happens? Because now you have a new self-image. You don't have a self-belie. The mental picture in your brain just changed. Now the ego got to fight to get you back in the box. Because you remove your self-limiting beliefs, your self-limiting thoughts, your self-limiting feelings. So when energy comes into your brain, it activates your belie. So the lie that you told yourself, all men who have cell phones that they turn down on the desk are cheaters. That's the belie you told yourself. So every man that you get with that takes his cell phone and lays it down flat, the dude probably isn't even conscious of it, on the desk, you think because your man before you did that, so your feelings come from that thought, which produces a behavior that challenges that man, so he ended up leaving you. Because you have a self-belie. All of your belies, stop being those lies. Now, you got a lot of them. I know, I got a lot of them too. I'm working on mine one at a time. I'm knocking them out. But all of those belies, stop being that lie. The word belief means belie. Stop being, you got a self-belie problem. And if you do not identify the thing that causes the desperation, you cannot have inspiration. Because desperation destroys inspiration. And as we just spent an hour defining, the word inspiration is the most powerful word on earth. Because the word information means immediate influence of God. It means under the influence of God. It means that you have the breath of God. It means the animating principle of God. In the Latin, it means to be inflamed with God. It means to be, the word in, I-N, means to see. The word spirit means breath. It means to see the breath. It means the act of inhaling the breath of God. It means one who is inspired by God. In spiritas. Remember, desperation destroys in spiritas. And we just read in the book of Galatians why that's the case. We just broke it down in Galatians 5, 16, 17. And then we read 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under that belie. So you can stop being the lie. And then we read through some of the evidence that you have a lie. What are the evidence that you have a self-limiting belief system? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emotions, wrath, strife, sedations, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and such is the like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they that do, not believe, they that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. See, God knows, Galatians 5:16, if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The word fulfill means to bring to fruit, manifestation. It did not say you're not going to think about these things. It did not say you're not going to feel these things. But it did say you're not going to do those things. So a lot of people beat themselves up because they feel. They see a woman and she looks fine, and they feel. And then they go home and they beat themselves up. I don't know why y'all do that. That's why I don't feel bad while doing bad. If I see a woman that's attractive, in my brain I say, that goes an attractive woman, and I keep stepping. I don't go do nothing. I just acknowledge the obvious. But people beat themselves up for saying that the sky is blue. If a guy's overweight, and I'm going to say, and I look at him, he looks over and he's overweight based upon my definition, whether I say it verbally or internally, that's okay. Because I'm in the spirit. I have no intention. My intention is to uplift the spirit of humanity. That's in spiritus. That's inspiration. But your self-image, your self-worth won't allow you to actually have. Because remember, we said the creative formula is not be, do, have. The creative formula is have. To him that has more shall be given. Give and it shall be given. So the key is you think you do not have, so you think you have to go get. So the whole image that you have is a image of I got to go get instead of an image of I already have. So the difference, that the thing that I changed my image. Now I already have wealth, have health. I already have wisdom. I already have a great relationship because I have the blueprint for it. The blueprint runs your life. The blueprint is the mental disposition. It's not the physical act. It is the mental disposition. So if you do not already have the solution, by definition, you must have the problem. So poverty is a state of mind that has problems. Wealth is a state of mind has solutions. You get to choose which state of mind you want to maintain because it's not based upon reality. It's based upon mentality. So that's the game. Your self-image is the blueprint that runs your life. So the goal is that you have to change. You have to understand how to change the blueprint of your life, how to change your self-image. That's the whole purpose of the life management system. That's the whole point of the whole purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. All I do all day is I teach people how to change their blueprint, how to change the belief, so that way you can stop being that lie. Stop the lying. Stop the believing. And take responsibility. How do you do that? Number one, identify with speed and implement with more speed. And what do we say that we're identifying? The viceroy. Who's the viceroy? The belief system. What is your belief system? I'm a cretin. No, you're not. I'm this, I'm that. Whatever you think, that's the lie. Whatever it is, it's a lie. Because it doesn't align with what we said before, which is it doesn't allow you to shine. How do I know? Galatians 5:22. Galatians, now we read 5:16-20. Now let's read 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, and now remember in Galatians 5:17 it says, the flesh lusts against the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another, so that they cannot do the things that they would do. So there is a war going on, and your job is to do what it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law, there is no war. Why? Verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, now that word in the Spirit means inspiration. Let me say it again. That word in the Spirit means inspiration. Galatians 5:25. Let me say it again. This is the key. This is the smoking gun. This is the meat of the message. This is why you tuned in today. This is how you solve every problem known to mankind. This is why every problem in your life will go away. This is why you will sleep like a newborn baby at night. This is how you never get in an argument with your mate. You'll disagree, but you just won't argue because there's no energy invested in it. There's no energy invested in the lie. None. This is why you can. This is why you would never ever have a problem. People will have a problem with you, but you would never have a problem with them. That's this is how you can get along with everybody on this earth. It's how you walk through the valley of shadow and death, and you fear because you don't feel feelings. What you feel is what you fear. Feel, fear. Feel it, you're gonna fear it. Now remember, it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Because remember, it says, walk in the Spirit, and you cannot, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if we live in the Spirit, that's how we walk in the Spirit. And what does that mean? Verse 26, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. So it is this ability to understand in Galatians chapter 5, verse 26. Galatians 5, 26 is telling us that something's wrong because we have something towards each other that we shouldn't have. And what is that that we have towards each other? A lack of inspiration. And that inspiration means in the same frequency or wave. Why are we not on the same wave? How come me and you don't think exactly the same? Galatians 5:26, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. That word desirous of vainglory, let's close with destroying the legal jurisdiction that the cosmogrator has over you, because right now,
Kanadixos.
Let me turn that up so everybody can hear that as I play that again. Give me 1 second here. Because this we got to get rid of.
Strong's G2755. Kanadixos.
It's almost like, you know, applesauce or some other kind of sauce. Kanadic sauce. K-N-E-O sauce. We've got to get rid of that K-N-E-O. K-E-N-O. K-E-N-O sauce. There is this vainglory that is glorifying without reason. It is empty glory. Have you ever seen somebody who rewards somebody for doing nothing? You know, the worst thing that you can do to a child is to reward them for doing nothing. If you tell a child to go clean their room, and the child comes back and you say, did you clean your room? The child says, yes, I cleaned the room. And you don't get up and go check. And you reward the child for not doing the chore. That, brothers and sisters, destroys inspiration. Because that removes the reward, that removes the consequences. That shows that you're a derelict of duty. All parents, I see this all the time. Not a lot, all the time, but I see this a lot in parents, especially women. Women don't, you know, they're tired, they don't have the time, you know, whatever the reason. But you would tell the child, take out the trash. And then you ask, Johnny, you take out the trash? Yes, ma'am, I took out the trash. But you don't go check if Johnny took out the trash. Johnny now has learned, remember what we said at the beginning, this is learned helplessness. Learned hopelessness. Where did the children learn it from? They got it from you, or they got it from the parents. Why? You never go and check. Now, I didn't raise my kids to tell you. While I was talking, I was already moving. And if they didn't beat me to the assigned location before I got there, it was not good. Now, the reason I know that dog hunts because, again, I got 5 kids, and they're doing great. Because they understand consequences. If you don't do A, there's a consequence. Now, I come from a different age, different cloth. Parents don't raise their kids like that no more. That, brothers and sisters, glory without reason. That's what it means. That destroys the yoke. And what's going on today, especially within the African-American community, kids are not willing to work for what they receive. They want glory. They want attention, Facebook, and they ain't do nothing. So you can go post on Facebook and say you the man, and you get attention like you are the man, but you're not the man. You ain't done shizness. Look at all the reality shows. So no disrespect to the Kardashians. But the one Kardashian blew up because she slept with Kanye. That's how she got her name to fame, right? So a video came out. She was having sex. The other one, who was it? Girl from like Cardi B and a lot of the rappers. You know, they slept with Ray J. There's a sex tape come out, and then the person gets a reality show. What is that? They never identified the problem. Inspiration is destroyed. That means God leaves. That means the Spirit of God is—he's left the building. He's not there. So you may have some fame, but it's empty. It is vain. It is devoid of truth. It is a vessel which contains nothing. Now, I don't know Kim Kardashian, so I can't speak. All I know initially, she was destitute of spiritual wealth because she boasts of something that is devoid of any labor. There is nothing that it was built upon. There's no blueprint. That's what that word K-E-N-O, it means devoid of spiritual wealth. It's wealth that is ill-gottenly gained. It's not the result of a mental image based upon doxa, D-O-X-A, doxa. It's the doxa is the magnificent. It is the kingly majesty. It is perfect inward. It is personal excellence that is inside, inward. And so if you gain anything, now remember the word in spirit means that the spirit inward. Doxa, it means that's inward gain. And so there should be internal revelation that overrides external demonstration. That's how you solve every problem known to man. That's what I do every day. Every day I wake up, there's something that tells me, Negro, you ain't black. And there's something inside of me that says, you the bomb. So I got a choice. Every day I wake up, do I believe what God said and what's going on inside of me, or do I believe what's going on outside of me? So every day I wake up, I make the same decision. I believe the internal revelation overrides the external demonstration. Therefore, I have no desperation because I know that desperation destroys inspiration. And inspiritas or inspiration is how you identify the ruling disposition in yourself and in other people. And once you identify that ruling disposition, you make haste. It is the speed of implementation of the designed revelation, meaning your design allows you to shine. Right now, I'm identifying as a blank. That means I got a faulty self-image. If I identify myself as a cretin, God did not make me no cretin. That's a false self-image. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you got a self-image problem. That's the viceroy. That's when you trace it back. Now, the symptom may be anxiety. It may be worry. It may be doubt. It may be unbelief. That's symptoms. What's the cause of the doubt? What's the cause of the worry? You got a faulty self-image. Why do you have a faulty self-image? Because you have a self-belief. You have a belief system that was developed outside of the self. That means you got a self-worth problem. Because remember, if somebody like me marries outside of their race, like I did, it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with image. That means you see more value in that image than you do in your own. There's nothing wrong with it. It just, you got to understand the problem inside of yourself. Now, you can marry outside of your race when you see worth in your own race and you see worth in the other person's race. Those are two wholes coming together. So the game of life's purpose or life is that you discover who you really are as an individual expression of God. That's the game of life. So every problem is a self-worth problem. Every problem is a self-image problem. Every problem is the fact that you do not see yourself as an individual expression of God who's experiencing life on earth. Let me say this again. It's that simple and it's that hard. Do you see yourself as God? Answer, no. How do I know? You're not acting like a God. I'm not saying that you are the God. I'm saying that you are an individual expression. You're a watered-down version of God. If you do not see yourself as God or an individual expression of God, you must have a problem, because God don't have problems. Only anti-gods do. The only way a problem can exist in your life, if you do not see yourself as an individual expression of God. The moment you have that thought, you breathe different. Something, confidence comes in. I wish I had the vernacular. I could speak in tongues or a different language to help you understand it. But the word inspiration means a stimulation or arousal of the mind from God. It is a state or quality of being stimulated and aroused immediately by the influence and the breath of God. That means the spirit, it means to breathe in. Inspiration, spirit in. Put spirit in. So God put his spirit, the word inspiration, that's why you cannot be desperate. If anybody says, oh, man, I'm desperate, man, I got to do, that's a demon. Demons create desperation. Gods don't. Gods don't have those. God don't have desperate, because everything that you're desperate for, you already got. A God knows he already has, because God said in his word, he's given me everything that I need for life and godliness. So a demon comes along and he lies and says, did God really say you got that? And you say, well, damn, I don't know. Did he say that? Maybe I need to go get it. Oh, am I a male or a female? Maybe I need to take some hormones and become a male, because I don't feel. See, that's why I don't do feelings, man. Feelings, they change every day. God doesn't. So, brothers and sisters, how do you solve every problem on earth? Be an individual expression of God. Be who you really are. You're a king's kid. You're a joint heir. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. You are a set-apart one. But you don't know. You have a self-belief. You have a self that is being a lie. That's what it would be, lie. Got the elf. You're being a lie. Stop being a lie. Stop being a lie. Be authentic, man. Please. It's important. I'm building an organization of authentic people. We are all individual expressions of God's. Everybody. Nobody works for nobody. Nobody's a follower of Master Teacher 33. We are all co-equal following the big G. We're all in the same boat together. I'm not in the boat in front of you. I'm not in a bigger boat than you. We're all in the same freaking boat. We all go in the same direction. We are rowing in the direction of returning back to source. Because, see, it's important. Because we are acting, many of us are acting like we're powerless when we are powerful. It is the illusion of powerlessness in the form of your inability to create, maintain, recreate. Replace the word destroy. See, people say create, enjoy what you create, then destroy it and create something else. And it's create, maintain, recreate. Create, maintain, recreate. Create, maintain, recreate. That's be, do, have. But that's wrong. It's have. Because whatever you have, guess what? You can be. And whatever you be, that's what you do. So it's have, be, do. Whatever I have, I give. Whatever I give, I receive. Create, maintain, recreate, never destroy. Just take what you already created, and if you made a dress, take the same cloth, make a tablecloth. After you do that, cut up the tablecloth and then make it into a pantsuit. After you finish that, cut up the same material and, you know, make it into a hat. After you finish that, cut up the same material, make it into some socks. As you do that, cut up the same material, recreate. Energy is not destroyed. It's not created. It just changed form. That's you. Brothers and sisters, there is no problems. The way that you solve every problem in your life is with the speed of identifying the lie that you believed. Whatever it is, identify the lie that you have believed, that's called your belief system. Stop being that lie. Stop believing that, and then implement the fact that you are an individual expression of God enjoying himself or herself on earth. identify causality and change reality, because causality controls reality. Identify the cause of the lie, replace the lie with the truth. The truth is you are an individual expression of God on earth. As an individualization of God, you have the same attributes and characteristics of God. Brothers and sisters, carry yourself as a god or a goddess. I know it's tough, but that's your true identity that was given to you by your Father, which are in heaven. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, that's out of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude?